We're in conversation with Prem Rawat. If you have any questions that you'd like to pose to him about this inner peace, something that you'd like to engage him on, we'll give you that opportunity. So welcome back, Guruji Prem Rawat, back to Lotus FM. And once again, good morning.
Good morning again.
So before we take a few calls and a few questions, and we are chasing the clock a little, I'd like to ask you, your positivity seems to be so blissful. And your energy as well. I mean, what would you say the secret to that is? Can you tell us a little bit?
Well, yeah, I think, in a way, this is a very valid subject for the world today. Please do what you like. Don't get caught in this thing of I have to do this. Enjoy being alive. This is incredibly, incredibly important. I know that, there are situations that become very difficult and you have to do what you have to do, but don't forget about your enjoyment. Don't forget about yourself. This is one life you have, and this is it. This is your one shot. You gotta get it right every single day alive. And why? Because there is no other option.
Wonderful and well said. Let's just go to the first caller. We have got Narsingh Chatterpal on the line. Good morning, Narsingh. Thank you for joining us on Lotus FM.
Good morning, Anil. Thank you so much for allowing me to talk to Maharaji.
All right, go ahead and pose your question to him.
Namaste, Maharaji. Thank you so much for the gift of knowledge from you personally. Questions I've been worried about for a while, and that is, if peace is so significant in each of our lives, why don't our world leaders know that inner peace within themselves will then spread to all of their subjects and in turn spread peace to the world? Thank you.
I just want to know one thing. Why are you so interested in the world having peace? Why aren't you really, really interested in you having peace? Expose the peace that is in your heart. Expose the peace that is in your being. And believe me, the way you light up a room at night is not by lighting all four walls on fire. You don't have to light the curtains on fire. You don't have to light the chairs on fire or the carpet on fire. All you have to light is one little lamp and the whole room will be lit. When I say this to people, they don't believe me. They don't think world peace is possible this way. I am not pursuing world peace. I am pursuing personal peace, because I know it is us who need the peace, not the trees, not the mangoes, not the sun. And so far, the politicians are concerned. Their agenda is not world peace. Their agenda is to run a country, if they can. If they can be so lucky to figure out how to run a country, that would be great. Let's not load them up more by giving them another task of saying, and oh, by the way, after you are running the country just perfectly, would you mind bringing world peace into this world? I think that's just, I find that hilarious personally. So I really hope you enjoy your peace. And I know you are interested in peace because that matters to you. And that makes you a very, very special person. A very special person on the face of this earth.
What wonderful there. I hope that satisfies your question, Narsingh Chatterpal. Thank you for posing your question to us.
We had another question coming through from Sarah. She said to us, how do you deal with people who are narcissists? And how do you deal with people who are gaslighting you, basically? So you have an opinion and they're questioning your reality or making you believe that it's not valid. So how do we deal with narcissists and gaslighting?
Deal with yourself. The strength that you are looking for has to be in you. Yes, there are going to be narcissists. Yes, there's going to be elements. Yes, there's going to be things in this world you're going to come across. You're going to come across things that are really good and there are things going to be really bad. Okay, think of it like walking on a beach, and there is nice, soft sand. And then there are some things that are not so nice, not so good. They're sharp. And what do? When you come across those, you tread lightly. And where there is nice, soft sand, you don't mind digging in your little toes and feeling that sand on your foot. It is the same way, believe it or not. Yes, there are narcissists, but there are narcissists, and they will keep on being that way if you keep feeding their disease. Yes, there are. And yes, they love attention. Yes, they absolutely love attention. Put them in a place where there's nobody giving them attention, and all of a sudden, they can't pull the same stunts that they pull. So we really have to look around us and say, look, how am I contributing to this? And have the strength where you render them ineffective. And if you do, not by violence, not by other stuff, but just being yourself and not catering to their whims. Your strength counts every single time. You know, when somebody said a long time ago, when Socrates said, know thyself, he really wasn't kidding. I mean, he didn't know what's going to be happening in this world, the cell phones and all the things that distract us. But let me tell you, that is one amazing remedy for a lot of disease in this world, the social disease in this world.
Right. We must ask you not to call our WhatsApp line. If you'd like to speak to Guruji Rawat, you can call 086-000-2726. We are speaking to him via the WhatsApp line, and you are unfortunately affecting that line. So please, please refrain from that. It takes us to our next caller now, Guruji Rawat. That's Zakira out in Sandton in Johannesburg. Good morning, Zakira. You can go ahead and post your question to Prem Rawat.
Salam, namaste, Guru Rawat. I'm not sure how to frame this question, but do you think in this digital noise of our current world, it blocks our quest for finding that elusive inner peace? You know, it seems people tend to find validation online for a like, etc.
Yes, walaikum salam, and I completely understand what you're saying, and I agree with you, but this is what I would like to say. That's a distraction. Please don't be distracted. Looking for validation, for a personal validation, you need to have that validation come from your heart, not from other people in this world. It is not the life given to you, the breath given to you is to you, and you must take it. You cannot relegate somebody to say, okay, you breathe for me and I am going to go in that other room and I won't be breathing for, you know, 20 minutes. It doesn't work like that. Your breath, you must take. Your validation must come from you, not from other people. And we get distracted because everybody is wanting that validation from other people. But if that validation came from you, you will always have it. And it will always be positive. And I know it. I know it will be positive. It'll be good validation. It'll be thumbs up, not thumbs down.
Well, thank you for that response, Zakira. I hope that assists you. Just a message from Preeti, who says, good morning. Listening to Prem Rawat's excerpts and interview has been so inspiring. Please have his talks playing every morning to set the tone for the day. His peace education program is being used in the prisons in South Africa as well. Can he tell us about it and how's it helped the prisoners? Can you maybe just comment on that very briefly, Guruji Rawat?
Yes, the peace education program has been incredibly successful. We just had a event here in Johannesburg where 5,000 people who had gone through the peace education program attended, and it was just an empowerment event. Just empowering those people to go out and make that noise about peace, make that wonderful, wonderful enthusiasm that they all have, because it truly has changed their lives from no hope to hope, from looking at this world and feeling sad and sick to looking at their heart and feeling empowered. It has been an incredible journey for so many people, and that's what Peace Education Program is all about, and it is a wonderful, powerful program.
Now, we are asking you to call us. We might have a chance to squeeze in a call or two, 086-000-2726. You're listening to The Breakfast Express with O'Neill and Shastra, and we're chatting to Guruji Prem Rawat. Just a question, Guruji Rawat, now from Judy in Durban. She says, good morning to the team and your guest, Prem. How does one find inner peace with all the noise in the head, mind, which is difficult to ignore?
Yes, but don't be distracted by it. Don't be distracted by it. There is a lot of stuff out there, but don't be distracted by it. Stay focused on this life. This is the only one you have. You know, we don't want our pilots to get distracted. We don't want our bus driver to get distracted. We don't want our taxi driver to get distracted. And we are the drivers of our life. We cannot afford to get distracted. And we do. We do. And, you know, that is the reason why we need to remember every single day that affirmation, every single day, that my life matters. I matter. And I am going to make the effort to feel peace in my life today.
Wonderful. Thank you, Guruji Rawat. We're going to take another live call now. I'm just waiting to hear who that is. We're going to hear from them in a moment. But if you just tuned into Lotus FM, the lines are going crazy. We are, of course, trying to field as many questions as we can. Who do we have on the line, Shastra?
We have Byra on the line.
Byra, good morning. Thank you for joining us on Lotus FM. Were you chatting to Guru Rawat now? You can pose your question.
Yes. Morning to you, Mr. Guru Rawat. It's Mr. Byra here from Peter Maritzburg. Tell me, you know, I really appreciate what you are doing, promoting peace. But before peace, you know, I can tell you there is love. Go one step higher than peace and promote love. And I can tell you it's the greatest gift man could give people in today's time. So that's my point to you.
Well, thank you. Definitely, I understand what you're saying. But I have to say that when you are in peace, love comes in wave after wave and oceans and oceans and oceans of love become exposed to you when you are in peace.
Guru Prem Rawat, just in terms of everything you've heard, what people talk about, the noise, social media, technology, phones, our attention being diverted, but people are challenged to grow themselves economically, you become entrapped by the material things, that all brings a lot of stress and worry into your life because you kind of feel like you programmed that way just from the days of school in terms of what you should attain, get a good job, get a good house, and everything that comes to maintain that. I mean, do you have advice for people who are going through a really hard time coupled with tough economic times?
Yes, I do. And I know that people come to me. And first of all, I want to acknowledge their hardship. I don't want to blow it out and go, you know, that's just malarkey. It's not. When problems come in your life, they are very, very real. And they can be overwhelming. And this is what happens, that we get overwhelmed because we never nurtured the strength in us, which is what we're going to need in those times. So my advice to them is, okay, whatever the size of the project, if you can make your strength greater than the problem, then that problem will automatically become small. And you will be able to deal with it. You know, after the problem is over, you can laugh at it and you can go, oh, ha, ha, ha. But when the problem is on your face, it is very, very difficult to laugh at it. But know one thing, that you do have the strength. It doesn't matter what problem. And I work with so many people in so many situations. I work with people who are in prison. The door slams and, you know, basically half of your life is gone. But even to those people, there is always a ray of hope. And that hope lies within them. I am sorry for those people who have so many problems in front of them. But know that you also have a strength. And that strength needs to shine through. Shine through you, for you to be able to finally get on top and enjoy this life. So talking about enjoyment in those hard moments, very difficult, very difficult. I understand that. And it may even sound moronic, but it is possible because you have that strength in you.
Guruji, Prem Rawat, just a final question from Asmi, one of our listeners as well here on Lotus FM. She asks, how can she attain peace? She dreams a lot. And without telling us what those dreams are about, but she says, how can she find peace in those dreams?
No, you may not be able to find peace in those dreams, but your life is not a dream. Your life is real. Wake up, open your eyes, and find peace in your heart. That's where the peace resides.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on Lotus FM on The Breakfast Express. We wish you all the very best for your remaining days here in South Africa. And we hope we do have a chance to have you return to our country as well as we celebrate Africa Day today. We wish you and your family all the very best, Guruji Prem Rawat.
Yes, thank you for having me and congratulations on Africa Day. And, you know, again, just remember, you have that strength. That's what has brought you to this day today. I know there's a lot of people in this world who say Africa has all these problems. But I also see one thing, that Africa has all the solutions to all those problems. So congratulations. Enjoy your day today and every single day of your life.
Nandri Thaniyavad, and thank you so much, Guruji Prem Rawat, chatting to us right here on Lotus FM.
O'Neill and Shastra, Express Breakfast.